good. Okay. I want to thank you all for tuning for the last words with Babs. I've got a new guest, a special guest on the pod today. Say your name, say who you are, and yeah.
Hi everybody, I'm Anika. I am a social media specialist. I work at Amazon and I'm trying to be an adult, mid-20s. That's the life that we are in the thick of right now. So I'm just trying to just trying to do it all and balance it all, I guess.
Cool. Perfect. So let's start off with this basically a backstory behind your childhoods and basically the journey from your childhood to now basically. So we can get like a bit of a story.
Okay. So I guess in terms of what I've always wanted to do, I mean, from childhood, everybody has those like kiddie things that they want to do. Like, I want to be a ballerina, or like, there was one point I swear to my parents I wanted to play football, and that just clearly it didn't happen. But I always wanted to write books. That was always my thing. Like, I want to write. I used to write poetry, used to write plays, and force like my sister and my cousins to act in them. I used to write songs for them and force them to like be in a band and all this kind of stuff. It just is very embarrassing. I'm saying this online. But I always wanted to write. So throughout my whole childhood, I used to literally absorb books. Like I've got a whole bookcase next to me, a bunch of books. I just used to read and read and read and read. So my vocabulary was very expansive for a kid, I guess you'd say. But I had a passion for words, I had a passion for books, and that kind of followed me throughout school, secondary school, college. I did English language and literature for GCSEs. I mean, you have to, but then I also did it for A levels, and I ended up doing a creative writing degree. And my mind was always, I'm gonna write books. That's just what I'm gonna do with my life. I'm gonna be an author, I'm gonna be a publisher, I'm gonna be all of these things, right? And when I left uni, I thought, okay, yeah, this is it. I'm gonna go off and write books. No. When you are a student that finishes uni, you know very quickly that the jump from undergrad to unemployed is huge. Like all of a sudden, your CV just goes into the abyss of all of these companies, and nobody's telling you anything. Nobody's even getting back to you to say, oh yeah, we've got your CV, thanks for applying. No, none of that. Literally, you get very demoralized. You begin to doubt everything that you can do. You start thinking, okay, what am I even like? What am I doing in this life? Like I said, I was going to write books, and it's not happening. So, I started to apply for retail jobs because I thought, okay, well, maybe this is it in life, And I wasn't even getting those. And I was thinking, I have, not to sound, it's fine to not have a degree. Honestly, for young people, when they don't want to do anything that's particularly academic, I'm like, then don't go to uni. It's not worth it. I'm in 60 grand of debt. It's not by force. It's not by force. But I was like, I have a degree. I went to university for 3 years, and household like high street brands are not taking me. What did I go to university for? Like what was the reason, So I was very low, I was very upset. And somebody that was my mentor at the time, she was like, well, you kind of, when you were at uni, you had these two businesses that you were working on, that you were kind of promoting on social media. I was doing hair at the time also, because struggling students know you need a side hustle, So I was doing hair, and I also made scrunchies like out of Ankara fabric, which is like a Nigerian kind of cotton print design. And I was also doing freelance graphic design. And she was like, you love doing that. Like, why don't you look at like marketing and advertising? And I was like, no, I'll never do marketing. I'll never do advertising. It's so dishonest. Like, you're trying to persuade people to buy things. I don't want to manipulate people. In my naivety, that's what I was thinking. So I kind of kept it pushing, kept applying for publishing jobs, kept applying for publishing jobs, and wasn't getting anything. And then kind of got to a point where I was like, okay, I've exhausted everything that I know to do. So let me try it her way. Let me try it her way. So I was like, okay, the first thing that I see that's like a marketing or advertising thing, let me just go for it. So then I saw an unpaid internship with a she was a well she is a like a Christian YouTuber, really, really I loved her stuff. I even was subscribed to her stuff before. And I noticed that she started a social media digital branding agency. And I was like, okay. And they needed a media and comms manager. And I was like, okay, let me just try it. I'm not qualified, but let me just try it. Ended up getting that, did that internship for 3 months and ended up being like, huh, I can do maths. Like, you know, where like my strong suit before was words, and I love words and writing and stuff like that. I was like, I'm getting into these spreadsheets. The conditional formatting and the pivot tables are making sense. This is strange. Like, okay, I guess, you know, I guess we can do this after all. So I thought, all right, once that ended, I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to apply for marketing jobs. Applied for marketing jobs. And I was getting nothing. And I was thinking, wow. Wow. So I've even got experience and it's still not happening. Okay, fine. So my mum was like, you're going to have to apply for retail. And I was like, I don't want to do it. I worked in Boots when I was at university, and retail is a special kind of thing. It humbles you. Retail really humbles you. If you don't have any humility, retail will humble you, you know? So I ended up getting a retail job in Waitrose, and it got so bad that I literally had dreams about reducing fruit and veg. Like, I was so miserable in that job. I loved the people that I worked with, but the job itself, was the monotony of it was skull crushing. Literally, I felt like I was dying a little bit every day. So then I came across a job posting from the Marketing Academy Foundation, and it was an apprenticeship. And I was like, okay, well, I haven't really been applying for apprenticeships, I guess. You know, in my mind, it had always been that an apprenticeship was, you do an apprenticeship if you don't want a degree. And they won't take you if you do have a degree. But for this role, I was like, okay, they don't mind people having a degree. Okay, sure, let's try that. So applied for it, had a meeting with one of the ladies. She was amazing. She loved me and I loved her. And I was like, okay, this is starting to feel like a fit. This is starting to feel like it makes sense. So I started telling people at work, yeah, guys, I'm applying for jobs. You know, I might be leaving soon. Everyone was like, yes, you know, good for you. You know, get out. And then get an email back after the interview like, oh, you haven't got it. And I was like, what do you mean I haven't got it? Like, how could I have not got it? What do you mean? Because you like me and I like you. Like, I don't understand. And she was like, well, they didn't want anyone with a degree. And I was like, oh, like, if in that moment there could have been like a dagger to my heart. It literally just, it felt like everything that I was working towards just disappeared. And I just was like, okay, fine, cool, you know, I'm just not going to apply for any more jobs. It's fine, I don't care. Literally, I don't care became my personality, you know. Oh, I don't care, it's fine. So a couple of months went by and I kind of just got a feeling, you know, when you get like a feeling like, oh, you should do something. I kind of got a feeling, oh, reach out to her again. Just see if she can look over your CV, see if she's got any roles or anything like that. And I ignored the feeling because, again, I don't care was my personality type at the time. And she ended up emailing me a week or so after that, like, hey, I hope you found a job that you really love. If you haven't, I've got a job that I think you'd be perfect for. I didn't even look at the job spec. I was like, I'll do it. I don't care what it is. I don't care what, I'm tired of reducing these peppers and these spring onions. I will take the role. I didn't look at the job spec. So I met with her and I met the other lady that she works with. They loved me and they were like, okay, we're going to put you forward. That's fine. Sure, let's go. It wasn't until they put me forward and I got the full job spec that I was like, ooh, this is a big, big company. This is like, this isn't like a small startup situation. This is a well-established, well-oiled machine. I don't know if I can do this, but through a lot of interview prep, through a lot of CV prep, they literally got me to a point where I felt kind of confident about doing it. So after back-to-back interviews, rigorous interviews, may I say, I ended up getting the apprenticeship and being like, oh my gosh, like, this is fantastic, this is great, like, I'm an apprentice and I work at this amazing company, like, this is crazy, there are some smart people that work here and I just feel like I'm not qualified to be here at all, but here we are, you know. Sure. And then after the apprenticeship was finished, they were like, okay, well, we want to keep you on, but you're going to need to interview. And that, again, was a whole bunch of interview prep, a bunch of rigorous training, and ended up doing the interview and got made permanent. So I am now a permanent fixture at Amazon. Amen. So, yeah, that's where we've been at. So we went from writing to marketing very, very quickly. Yeah.
No, that's really intriguing. So the writing experience that you had, the writing that you had, was that a, do you feel that was an advantage or a link towards you doing marketing? Because in that sort of sector, you need to be able to like be very, very you need to have like different, like a good sort of mind in terms of seeing ideas, learning about ideas, being able to write them down, and you know, and sort of having that sort of skill set.
Yeah, I definitely think it helps. I think nothing kind of happens for no reason, and I definitely think a lot of those skills were transferable. And I didn't realize at the time, but afterwards I ended up looking at some other jobs just to kind of see like the comparisons on salary and stuff like that, because you should always check that, guys. Always check the comparison on Glassdoor. But I realized that a lot of these marketing companies, they want people that have really good communication skills. They want to see that whether you've got like a course that you've taken in public speaking or a course that you've taken in English or my English degree really helped, because it shows them that you understand how people see things, how people think. You can convey your opinions very well. You know, it shows that you can think outside of the box as well. I mean, particularly for Amazon, they tend to like people that don't have the specific marketing route. You know, my manager's manager, he actually has a history degree. He has nothing to do with marketing, and yet he's managing EU 13, you know, and spend and all this kind of innovation and stuff. So all of the skills were transferable in the end, and they really value people that can communicate and that can understand people and look at things in a different way.
Okay, I guess that's really cool. So I guess in terms of like tips, what sort of tips would you have for people who are either trying to change career or trying to find a career, or maybe they're finishing uni and stuff and trying to find where the like next sort of steps would be for them?
Okay, so let me tackle the uni leavers first. First of all, I'm sorry. We're in a cost of living crisis, and the state of the game right now in terms of getting jobs is cutthroat. You know, you're going to feel lonely, you're going to feel jobless, you're going to feel purposeless, you're going to feel poor. You know, everybody feels that way. And I know that I'm kind of talking from a place of privilege in the sense that I have a job right now. But it honestly, like, it is hard, but you will get something. Like, something has to give. You will get something eventually. In that time, I would just say, kind of take the pressure off, you know. I know everybody's living circumstances are different, but for me, I was living at home. You know, at the time I wasn't paying for bills because I didn't have any money. But in that time, if you're able to, try and just make yourself a more well-rounded person. Take some courses that are free. There is TikTok Academy. If you're looking to get into social media, TikTok Academy, Facebook Blueprint exams, Snapchat, Twitter Flight School, all of these exams that you can take or courses that you can take. Some are paid, some are free. Just to get more of a scope of understanding of what you want to go into. I would also say Skillshare is really good in terms of courses, anything that you can get on your CV to show what you're doing in that gap of time, because at the end of the day, employers don't really care whether you've been unemployed for 2 years or unemployed for 6 years. As long as you can justify what you were doing in that time, they don't care. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're working now or you're working in 5 years, but if they can see that you've done something, even if it's you started a small business, even if it is that you signed up to be a mentor for young people, even if it's the case that they saw that you were doing charity work or volunteering, you know, you need to be able to fill that gap with something. And I know it can feel overwhelming when you finish uni and all of a sudden there's nothing to do, like you don't have lectures anymore, even though, you know, some of us, we weren't going to lectures when we should have been, but you know, like, you know, there's no longer something to do in that time. Just try and fill your time with something, you know, even if it's just reading books, because reading, honestly, knowledge is power. You know, if you, like, there are so many self-help books out there. There are so many, even if you just want to expand what you know, you know, there's always something to say that you've been doing in that time. And I'd say for the people that want to change careers, if it's a point that you want to change your career and you don't know what to go into yet, just write a list of things that you actually enjoy doing and see if those things can be turned into careers. And I know that for everybody, it's not always the case. You know, it's not every hobby that you have that needs to be a side hustle, because please, we need some way to de-stress in life. But if you do want to monetize some of your hobbies, then look at what you're good at and look at if there are careers that can do that. There are a lot of career quizzes out there that kind of look at the kind of personality type that you have and match that to a potential career. And if you are sure of what you want to go into, then honestly, LinkedIn is great. You know, begin to stalk people that are better than you. You know, sliding into the DMs has never been more popular. So if you want to be like, oh, okay, this is a prominent person, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so, at some point they will answer. Because what is interesting about LinkedIn is that with LinkedIn, a lot of people, unless they are famous and they've got management companies, a lot of people that are, let's say, business people in high positions, right, a lot of them monitor their own LinkedIn. So it's a very easy way to get direct access to them. So sometimes sliding in the DMs has to be done. You know, even if you don't get a response, at some point somebody will respond. If you like their stuff, if you're always commenting on their stuff and then you drop a DM, your name will just be appearing in their feed, to the point where when you do drop your little DM, they'll say, oh, where have I seen this name before? Oh, okay, there, you know, it shows that you want it. You know, so I would honestly say that for most people, and even if you're just completely stuck, you don't know what to go into at all, just throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. You know, for me, I was prideful and I said, no, I don't want to do advertising. It's dishonest. It's, you know, I was talking from a place of ignorance. I didn't know what the job entailed. I didn't even know that marketing is so broad, that you have digital, you've got SEO, you've got programmatic, you've got social, you've got a whole bunch of stuff. You've got out of home, you know, all of this kind of stuff. And it's just so broad. So I would say don't rule out anything. You know, if there's anything that you're particularly like, you know, there is a non-negotiable for you, you don't want to do, okay, fine. But don't pigeonhole yourself and make it so niche that you can't expand your area of expertise.
Okay, that's cool. That is very valuable tips and advice that you've set us. Okay. Let's switch up a bit, I guess. Mm-hmm. This podcast this year. So I'm switching up. So guys, I wanna ask a few questions, but then she can ask me a few stuff as well. So I guess, what are the five things that you sort of learned so far this year? I guess the first month is going, the second month is sort of going. What sort of things have you learned either career-wise or in your personal life in general that's helped you so far this year? What do you say?
Very good question. Okay, five things. I have learned that I'm more disciplined than I thought I was. Mm-hmm. In January, I usually do like a fast and stuff with church, and that was a 21-day water fast. There's nothing touching your body except water for 21 days. I did not think I could do it. Genuinely, I didn't think. But I learned that I'm more disciplined than I thought, and that discipline can kind of expand into other areas of life. So that's one thing. I would say the second thing I've learned is to give yourself grace and give yourself rest. I think it's very easy when we start the new year, everyone's like, yeah, new year's resolutions, yeah, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. It's like, actually, you know, just take stock, actually reflect, you know, look at what habits you want to take into this year. Look at how often you want to be able to prioritize yourself. You know, I think because I didn't take any holiday off during the Christmas season, the new year season, I realized I was quite burnt out at the start of the year, where everyone else was coming back from their holidays like, yeah, let's hit it. Me, I was tired. So, you know, I had to learn that it's okay to rest. Even at the start of the year when everyone else is running, it's okay not to go to the beat of everybody else's drum. You need to prioritize rest. You need to prioritize yourself, because at the end of the day, you're only as efficient as you allow yourself to be. If you haven't taken any time to rest, you will be an inefficient human being. You're tired. You know, we're not super people. Although Instagram will tell us you must have 7 streams of income and be a millionaire by 25. No, it's, you need to rest. You need to also prioritize rest and self-care. That's two. Mm. Number three, be organized with what you want to actually achieve this year and make it realistic. Mm. Don't just jump into it and say, okay, for example, I want to do gym 4 times a week. You know, I think the same way, for example, and this may be a bit of a crude example, but when people quit smoking, or they quit, you know, anything that they kind of have a bit of an addiction to, they advise that you don't go cold turkey immediately, because you will get withdrawal symptoms, you will spiral, and it won't go well. You should ease yourself off of it. The same way that I think when you're starting something, you should ease yourself into it, and you should take off, you should kind of bite-sized chunk the tasks. So if it's a case for me, I would like to go gym. You know, I can't say 4 times a week because I've not been going to the gym since 2019. So really and truly, let's give ourselves grace again, the grace word again, and say, okay, what can I actually manage? What can I actually manage in this time? Because I know that if I go straight into 4 days, I'll fall off. I'll fall off because it's too much, it's too overwhelming, and I haven't been doing it consistently before, you know. So just allow yourself to take bite-sized chunks and incorporate it, you know, just as we say in Nigeria, jejeli, just incorporate it slowly into your daily routine until it becomes habit. And then once it's habit, you can look at increasing, you know. So I think you have to be able to be organized and strategic with what you're putting, with what you're putting aside for yourself to do, you know. Everything should have a purpose and everything should have a reason. Number three or number four? I've lost. I think it's number three.
Number three.
Okay, so for number four, what would I say for number four? I would say I have learned to put myself out there. I think during my time as an apprentice, I kind of had in the back of my head that, okay, you know, other people are mentoring me, but I never really saw myself as having a wealth of information to actually impart to other people. And now I'm in a position where I kind of put myself out on a limb a little bit because I'm still quite young, you know. We're still, you know, mid-20s, you know, we're still quite young in career, we're young in life, you know, I'm still a baby girl, you know. But I realize I've actually got advice for people, you know. So I signed myself up to be a mentor at work for younger people. And I learned that it's okay to kind of come out of your comfort zone. And even if you haven't been in your career long, even if you haven't been in your, like, 20s very long, you've still got a wealth of information that could bless other people, that could be a help, and that could be a value to other people. And I think it's important that you don't rule yourself out because of what you see as a limitation, because what you see as a limitation, other people may actually see as something that they want, you know. Because what I could say is, oh, I've only been in this company for a year and a bit, I've not even been in the marketing space for very long. Other people could be like, well, I haven't been in the marketing space at all, you know. And your year and a half of experience, or your year and a bit of experience, is more than a year, you know. It's more than anything I've got. So what can you give? And you tend to find that a lot of people appreciate, not just people that have been seasoned in their careers for like 20 or like 50 years, but they appreciate people that are starting out, because you get the real struggles of, you know, the imposter syndrome that comes, or how do you have a work-life balance, all this kind of stuff. So I definitely have learned that putting yourself out there isn't a wrong thing, you know. Sometimes you need to make yourself uncomfortable to grow. And I would say that number five is that I think I've learned a lot about finances. I think I've got many savings accounts at this point, and I'm trying to be very, very intentional about my money, about my savings. Again, during a cost of living crisis, at some point we need a house. So, you know, it's never too early to be saving. It's never too early to put money aside and just try and grow in financial literacy, because, you know, some of us, you know, my parents were born here, so I'm second, third generation, you know. But so for some people, they don't necessarily have that, you know, that those parents that have that financial literacy to teach them what they should invest in, or to teach them how money should be saved, or what they should be doing, you know. And for me, I really want to be able to not just have for myself, but teach my friends, teach my kids, you know, all of that kind of stuff, how to be financially literate, how to save in a way that, you know, you're not just saving for holiday, and you're not just saving for, you know, for short-term things, but you're also saving for the future. You're saving for things that, you know, you may not be able to account for, you know. So I'm definitely this year being intentional about learning how to manage my money. Yes, those are my five things. What about yours? What are yours?
Oh, okay. So it's up on me. I would say one thing that I've learned, I guess, is being more like the first one that you said, like, because my choice is doing a fast as well, you know, I'm trying to be more disciplined in my, not just my spiritual walk, but also in my life in general. I can have that sort of, like, flow through, I guess, as well. So I'm sort of learning from that. Second thing I would say just being more having more time to be more social, like with like friends and family. I guess I'm trying to find more time to be more social as well and to connect with people. And I guess putting myself more, putting myself out there more, like as well, in terms of like meeting new people, in terms of seeing what sort of new stuff are out there for me, in terms of like sort of things I can sort of get into. Fourth one, I'd probably say spending more time with like friends and sort of seeing how things are going with them, because I guess sometimes can be wrapped up in your own life and all that you're doing. You sort of miss out on what's happening with friends and family and sort of the key stuff that are really, really important. You sort of miss out on as well. And five, I would say looking more towards the future, and also slash not taking your failures too hard on yourself as well.
Oh, that's very good.
That's yeah, that be my five.
That's honestly, that's so good. Like not taking your failures to heart, because I feel like, I don't know, like when you're in your early 20s, right? You feel like you feel like you should have it all together. You should feel like, I'm a grown up now. I need to, I need to have everything that I need. And it's like, well, actually, you've never been an adult before. There's no rule book that says how to be an adult, how to be a grown up. We're literally figuring things out day by day. And it's not like you can look at your age mates and see, oh, okay, so and so is married, so and so has kids, so and so has a house, so and so has a car. And that's what you should do. No, actually, no, because everything from this point onwards, as soon as you graduate university, if you choose to go, you are making your own way, and for me, I believe God is helping me anyway, Sha. But like, you have to give yourself grace to know that, listen, if you fail, you fail. It's fine. You get back up and you go again, like we can put all of this pressure on ourselves that everything worked out and everything be perfect. And it's, you'll kill yourself in the process of trying to reach perfection that doesn't exist. Like it literally, like it's unattainable standards, and they're usually built off of comparison anyway. So you should just give yourself grace to actually be you, have standards for yourself, of course, but failure, it happens. It happens. And if anything, you grow more so from your failures than from your successes. So, that's honestly, that's such a good point. That's such a good point.
Yeah, so that's what I've learned so far. But yeah, so I'm hoping, because of time, I'm hoping to have you on again this year a few times, and just see how things are going with you, and sort of get to know my fan base and all of that as well. But yeah, I've loved having you on.
Thank you.
You really inspire me as well, personally as well, and my fans would say the same thing as well. And you've really given a lot of nuggets that I feel like a lot of people will need to know about and need to heed as well. So I appreciate having you on, my first guest of this year as well. So I'm really appreciate that as well. And yeah. Oh yeah, how can people find you as well?
Ah, great question. Okay, let me see if I remember my Instagram. So on LinkedIn, it's my full name, Anike Shontan, AnikeShontan. Should be the same thing at Anike Shontan on Instagram. I don't know if people are still using Facebook, but if you like, follow me on Facebook. Yeah, literally that currently.
Perfect. So yeah, I really appreciate having you on, and I'm really sort of eager to see what sort of new things happen for you this year as well. So yeah, I want to appreciate having on. I want to appreciate all of you for tuning in from wherever you are in the world, and I'll see you on the next podcast episode. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.